You have your Bible, turn back this evening to the book of Mark, chapter 12. Mark chapter 12. We'll just look at one verse tonight, verse 30. The Bible says, if you have your place, stand with honor and reading God's Word. And the Bible says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thine soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." We started out this morning with the question, do you really love God? And I want to continue that tonight, that train of thought. Do we really love God? Now, we looked this morning at that God. Do we love Him? And we looked at the element of loving Him. Now, you know, the elements of loving Him, for maybe somebody wasn't here this morning, is that knowledge of Him, that delight in Him, the desire in Him, and the confidence in Him. Well, when we have that, then we're drawing closer to God. We can get to a place, even in this world of wickedness that we live in, where God Almighty is real in our lives. I think what's wrong with the world today, that God is not real no more. You say, well, what makes you say that? Because there's no fear of the Holy God. There's no fear of a place. I'm talking about a literal burning place called hell. And there's no hope of heaven. But praise God, I won't say God's passing out in a liberal fashion that blessed hope tonight to me and you, even to this evening. And I thank God for that, amen, that He comes to where we are when we need Him, and when times are, if we were in a dire strait, and it seems like there's no hope anywhere around us, He's a great big God of glory that begins to pour out, praise God, that me and you need. I mean, just pour it out in abundance on purpose because He can, because He loves us that much. Amen. That's the God we're serving tonight, if we have just trusted Him. So we see the element of a real love for God. But I want to look at for tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be our help, in the exercise of loving God. We had the element this morning, but I want to look at the exercise of loving God. Now, the Bible says that we're to love God with our heart, with our soul, with our mind, and our strength. Amen? So that's telling us the instructions that God gives us for loving Him. Now, the world will tell you, well, preacher, there's no way that you can know pure love. But I want to say tonight, God gives us instruction in His Word. I want to say, praise God, this blessed old King James Bible has got instructions for everything we need. Yeah. Amen. For a long time, I thought, you know, there wasn't no way to know how to raise our children. But praise God, I was wrong and God was right. Amen. There's instructions in here for each and every one of us. We've done that series on the duties of parenting. And praise God, we've passed out, I don't know how many copies of that, amen, to people, praise God, giving them instructions, praise God, from the Word of truth on how we are to raise our children. Amen. And we're still passing them out. I've been getting 10 copies at a time and passing them out. Sometimes about as fast as these fellas can print them out. You say, well, preacher, ain't that costing the church a lot of money? You sound like Judas. Amen? Are you paying for it? Hey, praise God. It's God Almighty, and God's still blessing us. Amen? Praise God, He's still putting it in there so we can pass it out in a liberal fashion. God never said we're supposed to take it and hoard it up, praise God. I ain't going to leave it for the Antichrist. Hey, praise God, we're going to bless, reach out into the communities and bless the people, praise God, that need a blessing. We're living in a day and an hour, praise God, that we don't think about nobody but self. But praise God, I believe we ought to start thinking about a lost and a dying world. We've got young as boys and girls all over this, up and down Harmony Valley, praise God, that's dying and going to hell. God, please give us a burden. Put a burning desire down our heart to see them saved. Amen. I'm afraid we think that we've got a long time. But I tell you, look around you today. Brother, I believe Brother John was talking about it down in the prayer room this morning. You see all these things, all these catastrophes happening all over, and these diverse, different from ever before places. Amen. Bible says when we see that, we need to begin to look up. Amen. That's a sign, praise God. The Lord's a coming. Amen. And we don't want to leave nobody behind. Amen. We want to see everybody get in, be saved, praise God, before it's eternally too late. Amen. I don't see nobody die and go to hell. No, we shouldn't desire that for nobody. Amen. So He gives us some instructions, praise God, that the love of God. And He said that we're supposed to love God with everything that is in us. Amen? That's what that literally means. That the heart and soul, the mind and strength, that's every essence of us, praise God, or to love God. Amen? In other words, we have to pour ourselves into Him. I think we've been reserved in our love for God. Don't you? Amen? Hey, what have we been... we're so selfish. We're not willing to give any. We just always want to get. Lord, bless me. Help me. Heal me. Touch me. Give me. Give me. Give me. But how much do we give? Amen. How much do we give back to God? Praise the Lord. But I tell you, when you begin to give, praise the Lord, just because you can. So begin with, what do we give Him? What do we have to offer a great big God tonight? Ourselves. Well, what is ourself? Ourself is the very essence that He speaks of here. Amen. We must love the Lord affectionately. Amen. That's all of our heart. We have to give our heart to the Lord. Now, I'm not talking about some fanatic emotion or something or another where we just run around and act crazy. I told you, it's not what it's about. Amen. It's not about something stirred up or pumped out. But praise God, it's about a good God of glory, amen, that loves us and we know it. Amen. And we begin to realize how much He loves us, how much He cares for us. Amen. I'm talking about that glory to God. I'm talking about the Creator, Sustainer of the universe, praise God, that flipped the stars off the end of His fingers, praise God, and said, let there be light. He loves us.
Amen.
Amen. He loves us, praise God, in a Godward way. Great big God that be. Look, now can you imagine this? Now it blows my mind. But they've looked down, and God looked down at a little old speck of dust. That's all we are in this universe, by the way. Look down at a little old speck of dust and little old insignificant people. And He said, you know what? I love them. I'm going to protect them. I'm going to watch over. I'm going to make them a special people. Amen. I'm going to make that place special. Amen. So He created us. He put us there, praise God, for His glory. Amen. You say, well, preacher, why am I here? For the glory of God. Amen. So what we need to do is just give Him glory. Amen. Lift Him up, magnify Him. Show Him affection. Amen. Because the affection He shows us, I'm talking about genuine spiritual affection. Amen. For all that He's done for us. Amen. Going out and telling it, praise God, affection. Amen. Realizing what God's already done for us. Look over on Acts chapter 2. We see the disciples doing this. Amen. In Acts chapter 2. In verse 13, the Bible says, talks about these mockers. Says, other mocking said, these men are full of wine, of new wine. See, but Peter standing up in the midst of the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. Now this is a little old fisher boy that had denied the Lord, praise God, and had been quiet, hadn't said a whole lot, but praise God, all of a sudden, there's a difference in his life. There's something stirring in the depths of his soul, and praise God, he can't wait to tell it.
Amen.
Amen. What is it, preacher, that he got a hold of? It wasn't what he got a hold of, Brother Rick. It was what got a hold of him.
Amen.
Amen. It was a stirring of the Holy Ghost of God in the depths of his soul. Amen. What's wrong with the church today? We don't have a stirring of the Holy Ghost of God. God help us to be stirred up, praise God, for the good cause of Christ. He said, for these are not drunken as ye suppose, sin is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Amen. Hey, you say, well, preacher, I ain't got my part. Praise God, you just need to get in. Amen. You get in. I'll pour it out on you. Praise be to God. He said, be not drunk with wine, whereas in excess. But he said, be filled with the Spirit of God. That's that daily anointing. That's that daily drawing nigh. That's that daily. Hey, pull it up and fill it up, praise God, of what God's got for you.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know about you, I like it. Amen. It gets right nice up in here, praise God. And sometimes it gets so thick, it's foggy. I feel kind of sometimes like I'm in London up in here. Amen. Because God's a blessing, praise God. Holy Ghost of God's a moving. He's a stirring in the hearts of people. Amen. Helping our hearts. Amen. He goes on over in Acts chapter 5, in verse 40. They done took him up there, and they was wondering how a bunch of old ignorant the fishermen could know all this stuff. And they said, well, what are we going to do? He said in chapter 5 and verse 40, he said, and to him they agreed when they had called the apostles, now listen to this, and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. But now watch this. He said, and they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and to preach Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. They got beat and they come out of that place. He said, what do you think about that? He said, glory, glory, glory. Praise His holy name. What a Savior, praise God, we have to declare. Praise God. Hey, I don't even feel worthy to take that beating. Praise God. Amen. They come out of there rejoicing over God allowing them to be a child of the King. Just to magnify and uplift and proclaim the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Or to be a joy. Amen. But why? Because they was some affection in their heart. They was something that had transpired in them. Praise God. That was real. Amen. We can't love God till we get something real in their heart. Amen. Think we got a bunch of phony baloney in the world. Amen. He's a bunch of profession without a possession. We ever get a possession, Jesus ever gets real in our hearts. Amen. The love of God ever gets shed abroad in us. There'll be something different, a stirring, praise God. God will begin to help us. We'll begin to see the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ. We'll begin to see the magnificence. See, they say He was nothing to look upon. He was not something great to be desired. Amen. But when we get to see Him, praise God, in our spiritual eye, like they sung in them up there a while ago, them nail-scarred hands. Amen. Praise God, I want to say, glory to God, He's sitting at the right hand of the Father tonight, and the only thing that's been made in heaven, praise God, is the holes in His hands, His feet, in that piercing side. Praise be to God, and He's still there, and He's there for me and you.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God tonight. He's still reaching down. Hey! He's still reaching down with Him old nail-scarred hands, picking up old sinners, telling them about themselves, tell them how much He cares for them. Amen. Praise God. Hey, I don't know about you, but I understand how they could be emotional about that. Amen. Glory. Amen. You think about it from now on. Listen to me. Every time some old sinner comes and weeps his way to Jesus, amen, you just think about that nail-scarred hand reaching down, praise God, and plucking them out of the mire. Amen. Corey got up tonight and walked up here and apologized for his sinfulness. You know who brought him up here? Jesus, Corey, reached down with that nail-scarred hand. Put it behind you. Eased you out of that seat. Eased you up here. And said, forgive, will you forgive me? Amen. Glory to God. I tell you what. It takes a... Hey, there's something exciting about that. Amen. Praise the Lord. They was excited. Why? When we see the beauty of Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you. I think He's altogether lovely. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm like in the Song of Solomon. I've been studying that reading. And like the bride when she said in Song of Solomon chapter 5 and verse 16... Said, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved. This is my friend. Glory to God. He said, he's altogether lovely. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, ain't you glad tonight? Is Jesus altogether lovely to you? Amen. Praise God. That affection that we have for Him makes a difference. That's the seat of your heart is the seat of your affections. Amen. That's where it comes from. We ought to have an affection in our hearts for the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I don't have that now with time to check up. Say, Lord, I want that affection. I want to love You like You love me. That's what it's all about. That reciprocating love. what's wrong with the world today? Why are we so out of bounds? Why are we so out of order? Because we don't have no love for heart, for our Lord. We have love for ourselves. Amen. That's another mess. I'm going to get in that. The Lord says this here, said we should love our neighbor as thyself. Amen. That's another message. But you ever thought about how you love yourself? How do you love yourself? Amen. Think about that. We may deal with that in a day or two, maybe Wednesday. How do you love yourself? There's a way you love yourself. Amen. That's honorable. Amen. But we won't go there tonight. We ain't got the time. But he said that we should have that affection for God, number one. Number two, he said we must love the Lord spiritually. Amen. All thy soul. That's the spiritual part of man. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I thought that the heart was. No, that's the heart. The heart is the seat of our emotions. Amen. Their affections. But the soul is their spiritual soul. Our soul is where we worship, where we have the spiritual part of us. Amen. Said we love Him spiritually. Hey, I mean, I'm not just as some warm and fuzzy thing that we do every now and then because we're at the church house. Amen. Hey, I don't mean it's just because we get church house and that emotion comes in, warm, fuzzy feeling, and we say, woo. Amen. I'm talking about something spiritual. I'm thinking about knowing, praise God, who the Lord Jesus is and what He done for us. That's why when we get excited and the tears flow, when we begin to realize how much He loved us and He cared for us and what He did for us. What He's doing for us day by day. See, He's never quit. Even though we quit on Him, don't we? So many times we quit on the Lord. We give up and we get bum-fuzzled and we say, what's the use? But you know, He never quits on us. Amen. He's always there. He's always our advocate. Amen. Making intercession for us with the Father. Amen. But He's speaking to this spiritual love. What is spiritual love not? That's love that seeks to obey and glorify God. Amen. I wonder if we searched our hearts tonight and looked in our souls. I mean, we may get stirred up in our hearts every now and then. But we have the affection that we have towards God. Amen. We get stirred up down in our souls. And we'd begin to obey Him and serve Him, pray God, the way He desires. Amen. If we truly ever get stirred to obey and serve Him, like He said, to glorify Him, to lift Him up, praise God, and praise Him for what He's done. What He continues to do every day of our lives. Amen. I wonder how many times you stop and you say, you know, Lord, thank You. Thank You for taking care of that situation. We take so much for granted, don't we? But if we get to a point, we say, you know, Lord, I love You and I thank You and I just praise You. I give You glory for every essence of Your being, everything that I can know about You, everything that I've learned so far, praise God. I just glorify, I praise You. Amen. Amen. Well, I tell you what, that's exciting time. I know sometimes I get hooked up like that over in the study. Amen. And it just ain't big enough. Me and the Holy Ghost, praise God, we fill that thing up. Amen. I like it that way. Praise God, it just gets real. But we realize, praise God, Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 15, said, if you love Me, keep My commandments. How do you know Him, praise God? That spiritual part of man will speak to your heart, speak to your soul, tell you when you've done right and what you've done wrong. He said, it'll show you, praise God, how to live in a way that God's pleased with. Amen. Didn't He say in every word and deed? Amen. Let me show you. Look over in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. In verse 17. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17. The Bible says, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Amen. He said, you know what? You know how to tell about that? You know how to check that spiritual part of you? The soul of man, praise God. Look at your motives. Look why you do things. Amen. Do you mind the Lord? You do what's right, praise God, because the Holy Ghost of God's in you and He's directing you and you want to be pleasing to a Heavenly Father. Amen. You want Jesus to say, praise the Lord, that's one of ours. Amen. He goes on in verse 23 and says, and whatsoever you do, do it heartedly as to the Lord and not unto men. Amen. He said, praise the Lord. He said, how do you know that you're in the right spirit, the right attitude? Amen. Because he said, you're doing it to please God. If we try to please man today, praise God, we'll go off in the wrong direction. Amen. Now listen to me. There's a whole lot of places around here that's trying to please men. I told some of them the other night, listen, if I've got to compromise the Word of God in order to please men and draw a crowd and keep you here, amen. Amen. Either you'll go or I will. But I ain't compromising the Word of God, amen, for nobody. The government may come in and say, if you don't preach it this way, we're going to lock you up. And I'll say, well, fellas, Brother Bill, would you get the fellas together and to make me up a list? I like those oatmeal cookies. Hey, you know what I'm talking about? They'll just have to lock this old boy up. If I can't preach the truth, praise God, I'll not preach her at all. But praise God, I thank God. Where God is, there's liberty. Amen. Praise God. And we can proclaim the truth in love. Praise God. Hey. Listen, I love old sinners, but there's a lot of things, sin, that I hate.
Amen.
God does too. God still hates sin. Sin is still sin in the eyes of God. The world's painting it this way. Well, you know, that's really not that bad. Sin, sin. And by the way, there's no little sin and big sin. Sin's still sin in the eyes of God. Amen. If he says it's wrong, praise God, 2,000 years ago, praise God, it's still wrong today. God don't change his mind. Amen. There's a whole lot of churches right around here. There's a whole lot of churches right around here that's compromising the Word of God. They've done away with this old King James Bible, and they've got them a counterfeit. Huh? They've got a counterfeit. Now they say, well, preacher, you can't save them, and you can't tell somebody how to get saved, how to do right with one of them other versions. Let me tell you something tonight. In your hearing, you listen to me carefully. If that person's a sodomite, you cannot take an NIV Bible or something else and tell them it's sin. Amen. You can't do it. It's not there. But it's still sin. Just because they took it out of the earth, praise God, don't mean that God ain't left it his. Amen. His word's still true. Amen. Let God be true and every man a liar, praise God. God still hates sin. Now, I love him, old sinners. I'd like to see every sodomite in this world saved. You say, well, praise God. Would you let them join the church if they say? Yeah, because then they wouldn't be sodomites.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. I told you this morning, Paul told them in Romans chapter 1, he said, gave that big list of fornication, all these adultery, all these other things, the homosexuality, and he said, so were some of you. But thank God for that word, were. Amen. He said, you're not no more. He said, you've been washed, you've been clean, you've been sanctified, you've been purified. Amen. I will say, praise God, when something big as the Holy Ghost of God moves into your heart, praise God, it cleans house.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, are we made perfect? Not right away, but praise God, he's working on it.
Yeah.
Amen. You can't continue in your sin and be happy.
Right.
Amen. Right. You know what's wrong with them? They want to continue in their sin and be happy. And the whole world, hey, all the people around us, praise God, it said it's okay. You just go ahead and do that, you'll be all right. And you're condemning them to hell. Amen. You might as well it's like being on a boat in the ocean. You might as well just grab a hold of them and throw them overboard, turn your back, praise God, without a life raft, and go away. That's what they're doing. Amen. You know why? Because we've got a whole bunch of hirelings in this world. Amen. They're just in for the numbers, they're in for the dollar, praise God. And they don't care nothing about the people. Amen. But boy, I tell you, if you love the Lord, the Bible says we can't love the Lord and not love the brother. Can't love people, praise God, if you don't love God. But I tell you, I love you too much tonight. I love this church too much tonight, praise God, not to tell you the truth. Amen. Because the truth will set you free.
Amen.
There's liberty in the Word of God. People say, well, preacher, you're trying to put these people under a yoke of bondage. I no way, no how. I'm trying to set them free.
Amen.
Amen. He's freedom in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, you take my yoke upon you. He said, it's light, it's easy. Amen. He said, you know what I'll do? He said, I'll even trade with you. Amen. He said, I'll take your yoke, praise God, and I'll give you mine. He said, because mine's light. Amen. He said, it's not hard to bear. He said, preacher, what do we have to do? Just follow Jesus. Amen? Just listen to him and follow him. So not only do we love Him affectionately and love Him spiritually, but we must love the Lord reasonably. He said, with all thy mind. Amen? We got to love it. Hey, you know what? We got to get back to thinking right. The reason we're in such a mess, our thinking's messed up. We're letting the world dictate to us what we think. Amen? We're letting these crooked politicians in the world tell us what we ought to think. These people, I've told you, I've had people come to me and say, preacher, you know what? We're fixing to have election Tuesday, by the way. You need to get out the polls and these thinking rascals that's in there. We need to vote them out. Amen? And put some in there, stand up for what's right.
Amen.
Amen. If they believe in abortion, they're out of there. Amen. If they believe in sodomy, they're out of there. Amen. We've got some, praise God, to do. They need to be gone. Amen. And the only way we're going to do that is go to the polls and vote them out. Get rid of them. Stand up, praise God. Hey, it's time for us for the squeaky wheel, praise God, to squeak. Amen. So we get some grease. Amen. I tell you, you put them out of office two or three times, they'll get their thinking back in order. Say, you know what? This is what God says about that filthy mess. It's wickedness. Amen. We need to be mindful of that. Tuesday, go to polls. Get you some literature. Look at these fellas. Look at these people, praise God. If they don't believe right, get them out of there. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Reasonable thinking. Amen. Praise the Lord. Those who love the Lord, we think of Him. How often do you think about the Lord? Now be honest with yourself. In your daily life, listen to me. In your daily life, Brother Kevin, how much do we think about the Lord? How many times a day do we actually think about the Lord? How many times do we start to act or react in our lives during the day? Do we actually think about what God thinks? Amen? Boy, you know what, Brother Andrew, that would keep us out of a lot of heartache. If we had just say, you know what? What would God think about this? Amen? And I tell you, if you're a child of God, praise God, He's already touched your heart and showed you what He thinks. Amen? You don't have to meditate on the whole long time for the Holy Ghost show you, praise God, what's right and what's wrong. See, the thing I like about God, there's no gray areas with God. Amen. It's either right or it's wrong. He said, you know what? He said, I've got a plumb bob here. He said, there's a whole lot that's trying to straddle the fence. He said, what we got to do is just decide whose side we on, praise God, and get over on the right side.
Amen.
Amen. Makes all the difference. Then we can go for the Lord. He can bless us when we begin to think right. But see, our thinking's messed up. Have you ever thought about the wicked? Have you ever thought about the wicked? I think about the wicked people of this world. I mean, those are just, you know what the problem is? They never think about God. You say, well, preacher, they do. God, you know, conviction. No, they don't ever think about God. Psalms chapter 10, I'll give you time to get there. I want you to look at this one. Psalms chapter 10, verse 4. The Bible says this, the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all of his thoughts. He said the wicked's not going to seek after God. He said he's not even going to think about God. What he's going to do is do his very best to put God out of his mind. You say, well, preacher, one of these days they're going to realize they're wicked. No, the Bible says in the end result, praise God, the wicked will be wicked still. Amen. These people in hell tonight, praise God, just as wicked as the last the day they went to hell. Amen. They haven't changed not one whit. They're still cursing God. They're still mad at God. That's who they are. Amen? Because the way they fell. See, their tree was leaning toward a wicked place, and that's where they fell into. Amen? Wherever the tree falls, that's where it lies. Ecclesiastes 12, that's what he says. Amen? So when that tree falls, the wicked will still be wicked all the days of life, unless the Lord intervenes in their heart. That's where we come in. Amen? We give them the Word of God. We show them, praise God, that the Lord loves them, that He cares for them. Amen. Praise God. So what are they lacking? Because their mind, they're not remembering the grace of God. They're not remembering the power of God. See, that's what gives us an advantage. We can remember the grace of God. Hey, I can remember, praise God, today, Brother Rex, that God saved me. I can remember the power that took, praise God, to show a little old 14-year-old boy that I was lost on my way to hell. Amen? But they don't have that option till they get the Word of God. The Word of God can change them. The Word of God can give them that they need. That's why Peter would say in 2 Peter 1:13, "Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance." Amen. Peter said, "You know what I need to do?" He said, "I'm just going around everywhere, just stirring you up, praise God, just helping you remember, praise the Lord, who Jesus Christ was, what He did for you, praise God, the death, burial, and the resurrection, and He's sitting at the right hand of the Father for you." Amen. Amen. He said, "I come just to stir you up, praise God, and tell you that He did it for you." Right. Amen. Right. He said, "As long as there's breath in my body, I just need to stir you up and get you to remembering." Amen. Amen. What's wrong with us? We don't think of God enough. We don't remember where He brought us from. Amen. We don't think about where we might have been if it hadn't been for the mighty hand of God reaching down to where we was at on that day or that night, praise God, when He saved us from the pit of hell. Man, pull us out of there, praise God. Put us on a, glory to God. Put us on a solid foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Never to sink again. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. What a Savior we have. Do you love God yet?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Praise God. He's good. Bless His holy name. Praise the Lord. The psalmist David over in Psalm chapter 40. Psalm chapter 40 and verse 2. The Bible says this, my soul, 40 and 2, He said, "He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings." I'm talking about a man that's remembering, praise God, where God brought him from. Said, "He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto my God. Many see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord." Amen. Praise God. The psalmist said, "Hey, you know what? What God has done for me, I remember what God done for me." Do you remember what God done for you? He said, we need to think about what God done for us. We need to think about what God wants to do for us. You know what? I look around tonight and I see these families with all these little ones. All these little ones. And you know what? God loves them. I mean, they're precious in the sight of God. Amen. Just like you are. And God's wanting to help us tonight to bring them along, praise God, in the nurture and admonition of the Lord so that they can be, praise and honor and glory to God all the days of our life. But you know what's happening? Our young people are looking at us and they're seeing our faults and our failures, our shortcomings, because we're not focused. We don't have our affection and our mind stayed on God. And they come along and they're saying, "Well, you know what? There's not much to this. There's not much to this. It couldn't help Mama. It couldn't help Daddy. They're still doing their own thing. So I'll do my own thing." Amen. Why? Because Mama's and Daddy's mind ain't stayed on the Lord. Amen. That's where we mess up. That's where we come short. Because we're not thinking on the Lord. Amen. He says in 116, he continues over in Psalm 116, verse 1. He said, "I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice and my supplication, because He hath inclined His ear unto me. Therefore will I call upon Him as long as I live." Amen. He said, "Hey, I'm excited about what I remember about God. I'm excited about the times, praise God, that He's interacted with me in my life." Can you think of the times that God's interacted with you in your life? The times whenever you thought all hope was lost. Amen. And all of a sudden, God just reached down with a mighty hand.
Amen.
Amen. He just began to still those troubled waters. Amen. He said, "Peace, be still." And I mean, the turmoil was there. The waves was dashing over. The boat was filling up. Amen. Nigh unto sinking. But praise God, you said, "Lord, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus." And all of a sudden, in your life, there was a peace and a calm that come over you, that settled in on you. Praise God. The boat began to be still. Praise God. The seas began to be calm. Praise God. There was an irrationalness turned into rationalness. Praise God. And you said, "Thank you, Lord God." Amen. He inclined His ear and He heard our plea. and our supplication. And he said, peace, be still. You know, sometimes when we get in our biggest problem, in our biggest trouble, praise God, that's when we just need to say, Lord, I need your help. And he's listening. He's inclining down. I mean, he's trying to hear. But a lot of times we just don't say nothing. Amen. Hey, you know what? We need to cry out because he loves us. Amen. He wants to help us if we want to help. Praise the Lord. That's what he does. That's where he's at. So we need to have love the Lord in a reasonable way with our minds. Not only do we need to have an effectual and a spiritual and a reasonable love for God, but the day and the hour that we live, we need to have an energetic love for God. We need to put some strength into it. Amen. We need to pour ourselves into it. Amen. When our young'uns look at us, what are they going to see? You know what they ought to see, brother Bill? They ought to see that old brother Bill Bryson loved the Lord. Amen. They ought to see, praise God, he was faithful. Yep. He was there to witness. He was there to love. He was there to tell people, amen, about how good God is. Amen. Amen. When people look at our lives, praise God, listen, I wonder if you passed away tonight and people come to your funeral service, what would they have to say about you? Could they look at you and say, boy, old John Fry loved Jesus. He tried to do right. He lived right. He trusted the Lord. Amen. Could God say that about you tonight? God help us. Boy, we need to have a testimony. When we have that, praise God, by pouring out to the Lord. Man, putting some energy into it. Amen. Like we read over in Colossians, that word and deed. Amen. Pouring ourselves out, praise God, in what we do and what we say, praise God, to it's pleasing to our Heavenly Father. I don't know about you. I want to be pleasing to my Heavenly Father. When I pull up there before that judgment seat of Christ, I want to look at me and say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Enter ye into the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That place prepared for a prepared people. Amen. This is a place of preparing. Praise the Lord. We need to be a preparing for a place. Bless His holy name. The work and the worship of the church, it goes hand in hand. Amen? It does. It goes hand. And we should never, the work and worship of a church should never be secondary to anything. Amen? If we put the work and the worship of a church, make it priority one, then we're putting God first. And that's well-pleasing to our Heavenly Father. Amen? That's well-pleasing. You say, well, preacher, you know, I just don't have the time for all that. Well, God could just take that time away from you. I mean, like cut you off, snuff you out, praise God, take you out of here. He said, well, you ain't got time to work for me, then what do I? Why did I need to leave you there? Amen? Amen? That's right. Hey, we turn our back on God and we go chasing after our own thing, praise God. God's liable to just snuff us out. Or He's liable to take that part that we love the most. Amen. I don't want Him to do that. Amen. I want to dedicate my life. I want to be in, praise God, the center of God's will all the days of my life. Amen. Pouring out my energy to Him. Energetic about what I'm doing for the Lord. Excited about it, praise God. Are you excited about the Lord? Yeah, preacher. I'm just overcome with excitement. Yippee. I can see it on most of your face. I mean, you got your Timex and you want to look at it, see if it... But boy, I just wish He would just hush. Amen. I know. Praise the Lord. So not only do we need to love Him energetically, but we need to love Him absolutely. Amen. If we're going to love God, we got to love Him absolutely. Heart and soul, mind and strength. Amen. Absolutely. That's what He's saying here to us. Said, if we're going to love Him, said, we got to love Him absolutely. Not holding back nothing, but pouring ourselves into the Lord as He pours Himself into us. Amen. That we could just come. That we put no earthly object or person ahead of Him. Amen. Are you hearing me? That we put now. Listen to no earthly object or person ahead of the Lord. You say, well, preacher, I got my family and they come first. Well, then you're messed up. You're messed up. We got to put God first. We got to put the Lord first, and then everything else comes next. And I want to say, if you're married tonight, your husband, your wife come first before the children. Amen? You say, well, preacher, I don't like that. It's fact. Amen? That husband, wife is that family. The children are secondary. Amen. They're a gift from God to you. Amen. To bring up and nurture and admonition, Lord. But one of these days, praise God, they're going to step out and create what? Another family. And that husband and that wife, praise God, still going to be there. So you need to stay close to that. You need to make priority one, your spouse. Amen. Love them, honor them, cherish them, praise God. Get to know them. Stay close to them. Because one of these days, those children's going to be gone. And you're going to look at your wife, and your wife's going to look at you, and you're going to say, what do we do now? Who are you? Do I know you? Huh? But it's important. Now listen to me. It's important, you husband and wife, stay close to one another. Make time. Have a date night. Amen? Pawn the children off on the grandparents. Amen? And go out. Take a night. Take a weekend. Amen? But we can't put anything, we don't even put that spouse before God. You say, preacher, you got Bible for it? Yes, ma'am. I'm glad you asked. Look over at Luke chapter 20, chapter 14. Luke chapter 14, verse 26, and I'm finished. Jesus said this, said now that verse 25 said, there went great multitudes with him, and he turned and said unto them. Now listen to this. This is Jesus speaking. He said, if any man come to me and hate not his father and his mother and his wife and his children and his brethren and his sisters, yea, and even his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. Amen. Now what does that word hate mean? It means to love more. Amen. He said, if you don't love me more than any of that, he said, you can't be my disciple. Because you're going to put them before me. But he said, if you put me first, he said, if you seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, he said, all this other will be good. He said, I'll take care of all that other for you. Amen. It sounds like God's got a pretty good plan. Amen. And he said, I just want you to be a part of the plan. He said, I love you. He said, I love you. I love you with a God. And he said, I just want you to love me back. I just want you to love me. That's what God's telling us tonight. He said, you know what? I said, I love you. I just want you to love me back. He said, this is how you exercise that love. Amen. It's how we love God. Amen. We love him affectionately. We love him spiritually. We love him reasonably. And we love him energetically. And we love him absolutely. If we love God like that, praise God, he'll love us back. See, he said if we'd draw nigh to him, that he'd draw nigh to us. He won't cast us away. Amen? Praise the Lord. We've got a promise right here. God said, you know what? He said, you love me. He said, I'll love you. He said, I love you regardless. He said, but you know, if you love me back, he said, I'll love you even more. He said, I'll pour out so much love. Praise God, I love you in so many ways, you'll have to like one of them. Amen? That's my God tonight. That's the one I'm a servant. But I ask you tonight, do you love God? Amen. Do you love God? Or, hey, I think we're getting closer, don't you? Amen. Amen. I think we're starting to get the gist of it, how that we should love Him because He first loved us.